7. Christabel couldn't remember who she really was. It didn't matter. Since she had come to Udolpho, she had been home. Her new lover had killed Jocka. Now he would ravage the rest of her enemies. The last of the steward's bandit crew was down, dead inside his crushed armour. She slammed the harpsichord lid shut and held out her arms, feeling the cold caress of the wind on her body. Ravaglioli was crawling out of the vaults into the hall. She nodded, and the giant stepped on her father's back. Tanya, the lizard maid, flicked out a long forked tongue and caught a fly.
"Merciful Shalia," said Flaminea,
as the strangling cord went around her neck. Christabel pulled tight.
"Fire! Fire!"
Pintaldi tossed a torch into the air, and it came down in burning pieces. Christabel's train caught light, and the flames licked up around her in an instant, spreading to Flaminea.
"Harlot!"
her mother croaked, spitting. Christabel kept the noose tight, even as the fire grew around them. Pintaldi was right. The flames were cold and cutting. Pintaldi was on fire himself, spreading his flames everywhere, embracing everyone. They were all there. Schedoni, Ravaglioli, Vatek, Ambrosio, Dr. Valdemar, Flaminea, Jocka, Pintaldi, Montoni, the maids. The fires spread throughout the great hall. Another wing would be ravaged before the storm extinguished it all. The giant stood, unmoved by the blaze. There were others with him. Flamineo, the phantom huntsman, the blue face of Udolpho, the strangling steward, the wailing abbess, the spectre bride, the bleeding baronet, and many, many more. Christabel felt her face melting and knew it would not be forever. Chapter 28